Right, I'm here with Johnny Fox London, and we've just been at the Landor Theatre on Ferndale Road, Clapham North, just to give the precise location, and we've seen Thoroughly Modern Millie. Now, it was a thoroughly young and energetic production, didn't you find it, John?
Are we whispering because we're leaning on this drug dealer's car?
I was just talking quietly because the street seemed to be quiet.
Well, it wasn't until that other car went past. Yes, it was. It was a very young and energetic production, and quite a lot of the principals seem to have come pretty recently from arts educational schools. And I wondered if, therefore, perhaps slightly as a result, this made me think it was a very good third-year production. There are a lot of characters in Thoroughly Modern Millie who are meant to be distinctly more mature than Millie and her friend Miss Dorothy and Miss Dorothy's brother Jimmy, who turns out to be Millie's boyfriend in the
spoilers.
Line. Spoiler, sorry. But anyone who's seen the film will know that. And I think without that generational separation, it's lost something here, because I do think it was strange that a young and bluesy black singer should play the part made famous by Carol Channing in the film. And what you wouldn't really want necessarily someone of Miss Channing's age to have to totter up the stairs at the Landor night after night. I think, good as this lady was, I would have liked to have seen someone with more maturity and perhaps more blousiness, maybe play Muzzy, and also the young man playing Trevor Graydon.
Yes, but actually this is probably something that we're beginning to appreciate, that the casting really makes a musical, doesn't it?
I've enjoyed things at the Union, for example, where they do seem to attract some slightly older actors to work for the money. Maybe I'm just being unrealistic, and it's too hard to get mature mid-career actors to come and work on shows with this kind of budget.
So, but having said that, you know, the Landor Theatre is still, you know, going strength to strength in terms of the quality of its productions. You know, the set, you know, was equal what the set was when it was on Broadway and in the West End. Although it was pretty famous for not being very good, I think.
I don't remember the West End production very well, but certainly the New York one with Sutton Foster and Harriet Sampson Harris, that had some money spent on it. But yes, the Landor has done very, very well, and it is delivering an extremely good show for £22 or whatever the going rate is for the show after previews. I think there's a lot to enjoy in it. There's some good singing and excellent, excellent dancing, especially the tap numbers, really well choreographed also.
And I would add, if you want extra thrills, do sit close to the dancers, because their hip movements will keep you safe.
Keep you safe?
Yes, because they can swing their hips back and keep their legs up.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, yeah. Yes, there is, even in the front row, there was very little danger of losing an eye.
Yeah. I was glad their shoes were strapped on firmly.
Yes, somebody might lose a shoe. That is also true. I think it'll play in very well, and I think when the band get a bit more familiar with it as well, they'll start to energise some of the numbers a bit more. And I wished that instead of playing the overture, which contains a lot of unfamiliar tunes, they'd been allowed, perhaps by licence, I don't know, maybe you can't do it, to actually play the number that everybody knows as the title song of the movie.
But having said that, you know, all told, it was a fun night out. We enjoyed it, and we had lots of laughs. There was also a lot of unintentional laughs from throwaway lines about trimming hedges.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, there were some technical issues as well, which I think they glossed over very well. And again, you know, I'm sure it'll play in and be a, you know, worthwhile thing to come and see it.
Running for the next month.